Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Carl Artsman was the keynote speaker at the National Native American Economic Policy Summit held in Phoenix this week. The Oneida tribal member says business developers can learn from success stories such as the Seminole Indians of Florida, who purchased the Hard Rock Cafe restaurant chain. He says other tribes have explored natural resource extraction, including timber and oil projects. Artman says too many Indian leaders assume casinos are the key to reaping profits.
The most important thing to remember about gaming is that it's a natural extension of the basic jurisdictional and governmental rights that tribes have through their sovereignty. But for those who have had success, there's probably 10 or 20 tribes that have not had that success, either with gaming or with non-gaming economic development. And the tribes who have been successful at gaming, you're seeing them look beyond gaming. What's the next step? Where's the next investment?
There are several projects in Artman's home state that don't bank on casinos. Native American Tourism of Wisconsin has coordinated with 11 tribes, several companies, and the state government to increase tourism to the state's reservations. The Great Lakes Intertribal Council's Economic Development Department says its small business training center is always full of people learning basic startup methods. And some companies, such as the Lac du Flambeau Tribe Simpson Electric Company, are servicing big-name clients, such as NASA. Artman says one key to a strong tribal economy is a stable tribal government. He adds the Department of Interior can help through training and grants. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.